بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، إني أحب هذه السورة، قل هو الله أحد. قال: إن هبها أدخلها أدخلك الجنة. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن. ورواه البخاري في صحيحه تعليقا. This chapter which we are dealing with some time now, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has highlighted certain surahs, certain verses of the Quran which carry special significance. Among them is Suratul Ikhlas. We find that this theme reverberates in many instances, many incidents. We mentioned one incident on Friday. Another one, the narrator is Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says that أنا رجلا من الأنصار كان يؤم أصحابه في مسجد قباء. That there was one Ansari Sahabi who was appointed as the Imam of Masjid قباء in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكان كلما افتتح سورة يقرأ لهم في الصلاة افتتح بقل هو الله أحد حتى يفرغ منها ثم يقرأ سورة أخرى معها. He adopted a very unique and different style of qiraat in his salah. Every rakat, this imam would read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. He would read from elsewhere in the Quran also, but he would start with Qul Huwallahu Ahad or end with Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Every rakat. So those, the muqtadis behind him, they were surprised by this tartib of qiraat. And they exhorted him that why don't you stop this, what you're doing. Read from elsewhere in the Quran. It's not necessary that every rakat you read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So to this he responded, Ma ana bitarikiha. If you people want, appoint another imam. But if I'm going to be imam, such is my attachment with the surah, that I'm going to persist in reading this in every rakat of every salah. So فَذَكَرُوا ذَلِكَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So they took this report and they went to Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we have observed in many, many instances, when Sahaba would bring a report or a query about the conduct or actions of someone that they found questionable, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wouldn't immediately give a ruling based on what they were saying. The person that was being referred to was either summoned, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we see in this instance, depending on the severity of what people are saying about the person, he would say, go and ask him, find out why is he doing that action, or confirm that he is doing that particular action. This is something that you and I need to learn in our lives also. That don't rush to conclusions based on listening to one side of a story, particularly when it refers to somebody that is not present. This we learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To say we follow Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is easy, but this is a very, very integral and important part of the akhlaq and character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always give the person that is being accused or the person about whom something is mentioned, he would always give that person a chance to defend himself or to present his version before drawing any conclusion. This sounds very easy, sounds very simple, but unfortunately many of us in our lives, we are not practicing upon this. Just hear something, make our mind. Someone said this about you. I saw someone doing this. I saw someone doing that. We don't make any tahqeeq. We don't bother about finding out. We don't hear that person. Okay, why did you do that? Perhaps there were some extenuating circumstances. We just rush to some sort of conclusion. And like this, a lot of nuksan and harm occurs. So nevertheless, coming back to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Saluhu lima yaqra'u biha." Go and ask him. Find out from him why is he persisting in reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad. in every rakat. So the response, لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ وَأَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَقْرَأُهَا. In the surah are the sifat and attributes of my Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Sahaba didn't just read the Qur'an. The Qur'an translated itself in their lives. They lived the Qur'an. Today, mashallah, many of us are learning Qur'an, becoming Hafizul Qur'an, etc. All that is in its place. The virtue is tremendous. We can't even count the virtue. But that it unfortunately, it stops there. That is not the goal. The goal of Qur'an is amal. The goal of Qur'an is that it has to translate itself in our lives. Love Qul Huwallahu Ahad, recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad, virtue of Qul Huwallahu Ahad, like we see in this hadith, one third of the Qur'an. There is a reason. In Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes, who is Allah, that has to translate itself in our lives. Dependence on Allah, trust on Allah, belief in Allah, turning to Allah. Allahu Samad. What is Samad? One explanation, as we mentioned previously, Masmood fi kullil hawaij. At every need, every requirement, to turn to Allah. Place your needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he responded, لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ. In the surah are the sifat and the attributes of Allah, Rahman. وَأَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَقْرَوْهَا. And I love to read it. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَخْبِرُوهُ إِنَّ حُبَّكَ إِيَّاهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Tell him, inform him that his love for قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ has become the means of him entering into Jannah. We find in other riwayat, أَخْبِرُوهُ إِنَّ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّهُ. That Allah loves him. He loves Surah Ikhlas. He loves the sifat and the attributes of Allah. And in our work of Dawat and Tabligh, this is a daily exhortation. Live Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Give the Dawat of Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Speak about Allah, Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes. This is why we find so many Sahaba. They had such a love for this surah. Their hearts were attached to it because Sahaba, Dawat was in their blood. Speaking about Allah, inviting towards Allah, this was in their blood. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made such an effort upon them. So this riwayat of Anas radiallahu anhu, that a person came and said, O Nabi of Allah, I love this surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ حُبَّهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Your love for Surah Ikhlas, your love for the sifat and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entered you into Jannah. Love for Allah and becoming the beloved of Allah. From these various riwayat, we learn that there is a very, very great effect of this in Surah Ikhlas, by developing this connection with Surah Ikhlas. In fact, with the Qur'an, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, very, very famous imam, he mentions that the asbab and the means of acquiring the love of Allah, he mentions 10 things. The first thing he mentions, how do you become the beloved of Allah? How do you develop the love of Allah? He said the most effective means is the Qur'an. This attachment, learning the Qur'an, propagating the Qur'an, teaching the Qur'an, allowing the Qur'an to translate itself into our lives. In fact, there's one riwayat mentioned, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Tabuk. And in Medina, where is Medina, where is Tabuk? Several hundred kilometers away. And yet, one sahabi, Muawiyah bin Muawiyah Laysi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passes away in Medina Munawara. So Atahu Jibreel, Jibreel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ مَاتَ مُعَوِيَ بِنْ مُعَوِيَ لَيْثِ. We find that this particular incident, many, many ahadith is mentioned. Generally, the asnad, the sanad, the chain of narration of the various ahadith are very weak. But Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah particularly mentions that in this particular instance, because there are so many different chains, of narration, despite the fact that each one individually may be weak, but collectively some strength is lent to this, and we are able to quote this incident. But nevertheless, Mata Muawiyah bin Muawiyah Laysi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jibreel came and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are in Tabuk, Muawiyah has passed away in Madinah Munawwara. Allah has sent the Malaika down for the janaza salah of Muawiyah bin Muawiyah Laysi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that you are Ya Rasulullah, Allah has commanded that you are to lead that janaza salah. It's mentioned in some riwayat that Jibreel struck the earth with his wing. And the effect of this was that not a tree, not a hill between Tabuk and Medina, except that it lowered. And the janaza of the Sahabi became visible to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The earth was shrunk. And it's mentioned in other riwayat that two safs of Malaika, in one saf 70,000 Malaika, in the other saf 70,000 Malaika. It's mentioned in one narration that morning there was an unusual brightness to the rising of the sun. When Rasulullah s.a.w. questioned this, he was informed this unusual brightness is because of the Malaika that have come down to attend the janaza salah. In such numbers they have come, this unusual brightness and light. After having led the janaza salah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel that how is it this great honor was conferred upon Muawiyah bin Muawiyah Laysi radiallahu ta'ala, that the whole system of the world was changed for the janaza of one sahabi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite not being present in Madinah Munawwara, this intizam was put into place for Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead the janaza salah of the sahabi. To this, Jibreel responded and said, بِقِرَاءَتِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Because of the excessive recitation of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ that Muawiyah bin Muawiyah Laysi rendered, كَانَ يَقْرَأُهُ قَائِدًا وَقَائِمًا وَرَاكِبًا وَنَازِلًا, that he would always be reading the surah every time he sat up, every time he lay down, every time he mounted his camel, every time he got off his camel, every time he entered his home, every time he left his home, he would always be reading the surah. From these various riwayat, special significance, one is benefit, the other is the special significance that Allah Ta'ala has kept in Qul Huwallahu Ahad. As we'll see, we've run out of time, but in one or two more riwayat, one great effect that we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Allah has kept the acceptance of dua. Allah has kept the acceptance of dua in Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Likewise, in Qul Huwallahu Ahad, there is great protection which Allah Ta'ala has kept. You see, we have so many sahaba that this was, and we learn in ahadith, as we'll see in the riwayat that come in front, that this should be part of our daily wird. At least in the morning, at least in the evening, particularly the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif before going to sleep, the قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. This is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many riwayat, Imam Nawawi has mentioned, despite the brevity of the chapter, already four riwayat about قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهَا لَتَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ, that this is one third of the Qur'an. In fact, this overriding principle, as we mentioned previously, Allama Razi rahimahullah in his Tafsir-e-Kabir, Allama Alusi rahimahullah in his Ruhul Ma'ani, and other great mufassirin of the Qur'an, they have attributed up to 22 different names for Suratul Ikhlas. The one name, the famous, as we mentioned, Suratul Ikhlas. What does the word Ikhlas? In other words, kisi cheez ko khalis karna, to make something pure. Ikhlas, sincerity, in other words, purity. What is made pure in the surah? The tawheed of Allah. The tawheed of Allah is made pure in the surah. Like that, other names, kasratul asma, tadullu ala sharafil musamma. When something has a lot of names, it indicates the sharafat and honor of that which is being named. One name, just to mention a few, like I said, there are time constraints. Suratul Najat. Another name for Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Suratul Najat. Najat means salvation. In other words, that Najat, salvation of dunya and akhirat, is dependent on having that aqidah and belief which is expounded and explained in Suratul Najat or Suratul Ikhlas. Another name ulama mentioned, Suratul Wilayat. The word wilayat comes from wali. That if you will adopt and live the aqidah that is mentioned in the surah, without a doubt you will become the wali of Allah. Likewise, another name, Suratul Marifat. In the surah, the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Who is Allah? This is described. Another name, Suratul Tawheed. Allah's Tawheed. Suratul Jamal. Jamal means beauty. The beauty of Islam is in Tawheed. Allah's oneness, this is the essence, the foundation, and the beauty of Islam. And because this surah beautifully, comprehensively explains it, Suratul Jamal. And likewise, Suratul Nur, that the Nur of Tawheed and the Nur of Iman is found in the surah. Like it was to fix one.